Mini test 2. 1. Biology. Listen to a lecture in a biology class.
Often the introduction of a non-native organism into an ecosystem leads to, unpredictable outcomes. Sometimes the organism is thought to be strong, but then it does not survive. Other times the organism is thought to be harmless, but then it causes destruction upon its new environment. The latter scenario describes what happened when a species of seaweed, Caulerpa taxifolia, was accidentally introduced into the Mediterranean Sea. I'd like to spend some time talking about the disastrous result of that introduction. The seaweed is native to the Pacific Ocean, but it was accidentally flushed into the Mediterranean Sea. Normally, the story would end here. Caulerpa is native to an environment very different than the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean's a lot warmer, for one thing. So you wouldn't think it'd survive in its new environment. But, in fact, it thrives in the Mediterranean. The seaweed now grows 6 times larger there than it does in the Pacific. Even worse, scientists have no idea why this has happened. The thing is, it hasn't just adapted to its new environment. Caulerpa takes over the environment, so much so that it poses a threat to native species that once thrived in the Mediterranean. Native species of algae, once common, are choked out. Caulerpa is unlike native seaweed. It grows on many different surfaces, rocks, mud, and sand. So it threatens each of the different native species that make these surfaces their homes. Let's move up the food chain. Caulerpa not only dominates native species by reducing their presence, but it also appears to be harmful to native species of animals that feed on native seaweed. Sea urchins, for example, are left with less to eat because Caulerpa is toxic to them. It's unlikely that any ecologist or biologist could have predicted how such a seemingly mild-mannered seaweed could become such a monster. More distressing is that no one really knows how to stop the spread of this invasive species. As far as anyone can tell, it appears that Caulerpa is not only here to stay, but it also may outlast many native species in its new environment.
1. Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
Often the introduction of a non-native organism into an ecosystem leads to, unpredictable outcomes. Sometimes the organism is thought to be strong, but then it does not survive.
Why does the professor say this?
Sometimes the organism is thought to be strong, but then it does not survive.
Two. Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
Normally, the story would end here. Caulerpa is native to an environment very different than the Mediterranean.
Why does the professor say this?
Normally, the story would end here.
Three. How certain are the scientists in their understanding of why Caulerpa thrives in the Mediterranean? Four. Listen to part of the lecture again. Then answer the question.
Let's move up the food chain. Caulerpa not only dominates native species by reducing their presence, but it also appears to be harmful to native species of animals that feed on native seaweed.
Why does the professor say this?
Let's move up the food chain.
Five. What is the professor's attitude toward the introduction of Caulerpa to the Mediterranean? Six. How does the professor feel about the future of Caulerpa in the Mediterranean?